The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. This is KTQA LP 95.3 FM Tacoma. And you are listening to the first of the Phase 2 Daily Briefings, which aren't so daily anymore. I mean, they are, but we're not going to be recording daily. If you listen to the Friday episode, you will know this, but for those of you who maybe missed it, we are going to slowly phase out the daily briefings as the phase number increases in the Pierce County area and thus in Tacoma. We are at phase two, so Becky, who is with me, how are you?
I'm well, Sam.
We will be with you live at 6 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday and Thursdays will be rebroadcasts. And should we come back to phase one at some point, we'll go back to the 3 p.m. everyday thing. But now that things are starting to reopen and we are slowly climbing back to normal, we're going to be phasing these out and bringing in some other content. So speaking of that, I guess some station news. We'll start out with that right away.
Sure.
Is we have a new schedule. It's currently being uploaded to the radio station as we speak. It will be launching sometime tonight, and for the first time ever, our schedule will be available online at ktqa.org. It will include the standard old-time radio you've been listening to, some new shows that you haven't heard, old-time shows that you haven't heard before, and new local content. So I am looking forward to that a lot. This has been a long time coming and more than a little bit of work.
It's been a lot of work for Sam. He has been hard at work getting ready. And I think that there's parts of our schedule that everyone will like. Folks that are really into old-time radio and maybe are not so into the fact that a lot of the old-time radio that you've been hearing are things that you've heard before.
Right.
It should be exciting to hear some new kinds of things.
We're not only changing what we're playing, we're also changing the way that we're playing it now. Is that before we were sort of playing it sort of in an obscure random format. We're gonna go through the episodes one after the other. And so I think that's a better change. I've been listening to the test platform, and it's a little bit better, I find.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we get to the updates?
We shall. State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to the state level stuff, there's quite a lot. Today marks the first day in which all workers statewide are required to wear masks that cover one's mouth and nose unless they aren't working with other people. Only 5 counties remain in Phase 1, including King County, which is in Phase 1 with some modifications that allow for very limited retail during business activity. Nearby counties to Pierce, the only one remaining in Phase 1 are King and Yakima. So Yakima is also still in Phase 1. The Secretary of Health advised that at a 3 p.m. press conference that anyone who attended protests and was unable to maintain distance from others should stay at home and self-isolate for 14 days because of the risk of viral transmission, and it remains very high. I could probably have read that better. But that's all me. He also urged anyone to seek COVID-19 tests if they develop symptoms or if they worry that they may be asymptomatic carriers based on personal activity. At the same press conference, the governor also urged isolating while awaiting results. Washington State ferries will remain on a reduced schedule since ridership is down about 60% compared to this time last year. Service increases would depend on a variety of factors, including crew and vessel availability, funding, and the coronavirus pandemic. Full details and reservations are available online at wsdot.wa.gov. As counties enter into Phase 2, many state park campgrounds are increasingly opening for visitors Information is available online at parks.state.wa.us, but the Parks Service notes that the page may lag in being fully updated, so individuals who don't see their desired park in the open page can call directly to ask if it's open to daytime use or overnight camping. And there's a different number for, as Becky was saying before, or was telling me before we went on the air, there's a different number for every park, so we can't just give you a single number here. The Bureau of Land Management has opened Spokane District sites to overnight camping. Interested campers should call 509-536-1200 or 509-665-2100 to confirm the site status. Many automatic extensions are in place for Washington State driver's licenses expiring between March 1st and September 30th, 2020.
That is the year that we're in.
That is the year
still.
That we're in, isn't it? Yeah. Driver's licenses with an expiration date between March 1st and June 30th will now expire 6 months after the date shown on the license. Driver's licenses with an expiration date between July 1st and September 30th will expire 3 months after the date shown on the license. The new expiration date will show up on the driver's record if it is pulled up by law enforcement, but new cards will not be issued. The Department of Licensing recommends going to dol.wa.gov to print and carry the Notice of License Extensions if requested by law enforcement or others who need to verify identity. Drivers can also renew online at dol.wa.gov during the extension period, and motorcycle permits and endorsements have been added to the lineup of online services as well. Those seeking to obtain a Washington ID card for the first time will need to wait until driver's licensing offices reopen. The Washington State Department of Commerce and the Association of Washington Businesses has published a website to help establishments comply with guidelines on reopening. Businesses can request PPE and find signage and access training videos at reboundandrecovery.org.
You weren't kidding when you said there's a lot of state-level stuff.
Yeah.
And now for our nearby favorite place to recreate, I guess, for you and me, Mount Rainier. Recreational access and services at Mount Rainier National Park are being restored through a phased approach that aligns with guidance from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and local, state, and national opening plans. The park is currently operating with approximately half of its regular summer workforce. On Mount Rainier's west side, the road from Nisqually to Paradise, reopened this weekend. All trailheads along the entrance road that are normally accessible this time of year are open. The Cougar Rock Picnic Area is open. The National Park Inn at Longmire is open for purchases only at the general store, not for lodging or dining. The road at the park's northwestern Carbon River entrance was damaged by winter storms, but visitors can park along the road outside the entrance and walk in. West Side Road is available for hiking and bicycling. Stevens Canyon Road was damaged over the winter, and traffic safety mitigations are being installed for eventual public access. So as a result, the road is open on its west end from Paradise to the Snow Lake Trailhead parking area, and the road is open on its east end from Highway 123 to the Grove of the Patriarchs Trailhead and restrooms. Now for the park's east side, highways 123 and 410 across Cayuse Pass are open, as well as all trailheads along that route. The White River Road is open as far as the White River Campground, with the campground open for trailhead access and day use only. The Ohanapikosh Campground area is open for trailhead access and day use only. All park trails are open, but high elevation trails are still snow covered, so go prepared if you're hiking and traipsing around there. Overnight backcountry camping is available, but it requires a permit, which must be obtained online at least 48 hours in advance by following links at nps.gov. All visitor centers, hotel lodging, and developed campgrounds remain closed until further notice. Recreation on the upper mountain, that's above 10,500 feet in elevation, that's going to reopen on June 19th, so still got to wait about a little more than a week. Complete information can be found at nps.gov/MORA, and regular updates can be found on Twitter at Mount Rainier NPS.
Okay, moving on to Tacoma, the Puyallup tribe opened the new location of the Emerald Queen Casino in a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning. The casino opened to the public at noon, with anti-transmission measures in place like temperature checks, masks, and frequent sanitizing. The annual Taste of Tacoma Food Festival has been postponed. The festival was originally set for June 19th through 21st at Point Defiance Park, but will be rescheduled when the county can be in Phase 4 of reopening, which permits large outdoor gatherings. The Tacoma Mall has reopened with Monday through Saturday hours of 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays noon to 6 p.m. Services may be limited, with some stores remaining closed. Patrons are asked to wear masks and to follow new one-way signage. Puyallup's South Hill Mall opened this weekend with similar modifications. Goodwill reopened its donation sites today throughout Pierce County, with stores open on Wednesday, June 10th. All patrons are required to wear masks. Drive-through COVID-19 tests will be available at the Tacoma Dome on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. through the month of June. Patients must pre-register online for an appointment at thelittleclinic.com or call 1-888-852-2567.
Lots and lots of news, but going forward, what we're noticing is a trend of more and more things reopening. So after having about two and a half, three months of being really hunkered down, I think a lot of folks are eager at least to get out a little bit. And so, well, some of us might be a little cautious, right?
Yeah.
Because when you get out of the habit of being around lots of folks, sometimes it can take a little bit to cautiously dip your toes in the water again. So whatever phase you personally are at, we hope that it is a good one and that you're able to enjoy all kinds of recreation. Outdoors is still really good and recommended. And it's World Oceans Day, so go ahead and appreciate the beautiful Puget Sound and Commencement Bay that we live on.
Yeah. And then, like I said, locally, as we sort of transition to the new schedule, things may be a little bit wacky tonight. You may hear some stops and starts, because I'm going to take this opportunity to upgrade some software while I'm at it. Since we haven't really updated it since just at the very beginning of the pandemic.
We do appreciate that there have been some listeners that have given us heads up here and there when they hear something funny.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. You can, you know, email us and Facebook
it
us
has
with those
certain,
things.
Yeah, it has certainly helped me out. And a couple of times it was like, oh, wait, you're that Sam. I'm like, I wasn't kidding. It's just us.
Yep. So if you call call our station line, you'll get either Sam or me.
Yeah. You know, that's as we're locked up, you know, as we're staying here at home. I don't want to say locked up. It's not like we're here against our will or anything, but as we're
Hey, I exited the house today to take out the recycling.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to go to the transmitter site in a few minutes. So yeah, I guess fun times await, and as I said before, we will talk to you again on Wednesday live, but you'll hear this again tomorrow. And because we're still on the old schedule today, if you're listening to this on Monday, we're going to cut from the daily briefing to the daily briefing for reasons. It's weird. Just go with it. I promise it won't be like this moving forward.
But we thank you definitely for your listenership.
Yeah.
And for bearing with us.
Thanks for bearing with us. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. You can, our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
I don't know. Do you think the White House had anything to do with that, really? I mean...